1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. Good Wednesday morning. Fransman in the chair. You over there. Lori Lou keeping me company this morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course. Look at those clouds rolling in.
You know, Walmart, does anybody speak English in there anymore?
Oh, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's not a priority. I mean, in other words, if I went to another country, it would stress me out to not be able to speak their language. I would be working on it full time.
Right.
If not even before I got there. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And don't write letters and don't call and complain about my demeanor on this, because I'm saying equal rights for everybody. I think they should all have jobs. Everybody, of course. But is the front lines of retail really where you should put someone who can't speak the language?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have to worry about that. I only employ one person.
I think the answer to that is no. I mean, if I go to Walmart and say, hey, can you tell me where the saltines are? They shouldn't have to translate that if they're working the front lines. And again, employ them, absolutely, but not in a capacity that they have to communicate. That's just me.
Okay. I'm not sure what that has to do with GI trivia, but...
Well, it has absolutely nothing to do with GI trivia.
All right. Well, we got that.
All right. Yeah. Lori Lou has absolutely no opinion one way or the other on this.
Yeah, I agree. I know. I get it. It's frustrating.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see ya. See ya later.
Take care. This has been a production of the Franz Ramblings.
Yeah.
Franz Blings.
Very much.
Should we get
random
t-shirts? Franz Blings.
Random Ramblings. So speaking of t-shirts, we are in cahoots with Sailor Screen Printing, and we're going to get some shirts made, and when I do my trivia question, we'll have people call with my trivia question and can win a fancy new shirt that we're in the process of designing right now.
That's fantastic.
I know. I'm excited about it.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a great idea, and I appreciate Sailor Screen Printing wanting to go into cahoots with us and do that.
They're in Kearney as well, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
And Grand Island.
Yep, good company to work with.
Have you been inside their Grand Island facility? That's a historic building, I think.
Yeah.
Was that a hotel? Decades ago?
I should know that.
Well, because it kind of, it at one time was connected to J. Alfred Prufrock's, right? That whole thing was a hotel, I think.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And I have a book. I should go back and look at that. It's just, you know, when you hear of this and that was here and there, you can't quite place it. And yeah. Yeah, I know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a timeline for the new t-shirts?
No.
Will they be here next week?
Well, no, because we're still trying to design it. What do you mean? Remember we had that argument this morning? You wanted your logo on it really big and then mine underneath of it?
Well, you could.
Do you remember that?
I thought my logo should be huge and then yours barely
very
legible.
Very small. Yeah, I know. And I don't think that's how it's going to work. No.
Is your face going to be on it?
Somewhere, yeah. Why not?
All right. Well, let us know when the design progresses.
I will. We're gonna work on it.
Will you stick around and give us your schedule and a bonus question that will appear tomorrow at Wine, Beer, and Spirits?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thanks for being here.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their... Whatever happened to...
Friends, man.
The strong, silent type.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Franz Man, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.
107.7 The Island, your home for real music variety. Lori Lou hanging out. Good Wednesday morning.
Good morning.
You are at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. You had a private gig yesterday.
I did. I was at MNIS.
And how did that go?
It went really well. I did a volunteer thing for the individuals over there, and some of the Journey of Hope bike riders stopped by too. Nice young men, very nice young men. So,
and you have other private gigs coming up as well. People are booking stuff for Christmas already?
Yep. I have a couple more things, a couple two tree things this month still, private events, and
awesome.
Yeah, it's going really well.
That's great. That's good to hear.
Real quick, though, today is July 9th, and I just want to give a shout-out. Happy 21st birthday to my child.
21 years old.
21 years old.
So. That's a milestone.
Isn't it, though? And he got up early. He got up before I even got up and went on a 21-mile run. Yeah, I know. I know.
This is going out to Tyler and everyone like him. You will reach an age where you'll say,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah. But
I get it.
Me too.
But.
You know, me, my 21st, I'm like, I'm going to see if I can smash 21 beers. That's me. That's the difference between us. So I'm so proud of
so
him.
So he's more like someone else. Then.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny. 21 miles.
I know.
Sheesh.
What do you say? 2 hours and 42 minutes or something? Yeah, that's great.
I think there's two pluses of being able to run that far. One is it becomes a mode of transportation. Car breaks down, I'm just going to run. But the other positive aspect of being a person like that is you eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
I after the 21 miles, I'd either get a pizza and drink Heineken, or I would get a double quarter pounder with cheese and a supersized fries.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I haven't had that forever.
I'm sure it's still just as amazing.
Amazing. We're going to say amazing.
Amazingly fantastic.
Yeah.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order? Yeah, I'll have my usual.
Yeah, definitely. No, yesterday was fun, so I was happy to do that. It's not the first time I've been over there. I enjoy it. Tomorrow night's wine, beer, and spirits, and the 26th, and I know you'll say, let's talk about that later,
but
26th is my 70s and 80s music bingo. So I just want people to put it on their calendar. Saturday, 26th is 6:30.
Just tune in next week and find out.
I know, but.
GI Space Trivia on Facebook, Wine, Beer, and Spirits, Grand Island tomorrow.
Yes, Mia's food truck will be there tomorrow.
You have a bonus question?
I do.
For the kids?
I do. So like I said earlier, you and I are working on a little thing that we're going to have people call in and answer my questions. So when we get that done and get shirts in here, it's going to be fun. I'm not going to give the answers, so my trivia people will have to find out. Well, I guess listen, because we'll get an answer. Anyway. All right. This is a great question. Let me find it here. Oh, no. Where is it?
And this question and answer will appear tomorrow at Wine, Beer, and Spirit.
Yes. This is a great question. When I ran across this, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is it? What was the name of the burger introduced by McDonald's in 1984 that had separate compartments
That's easy.
To keep the hot and cold parts apart?
It was the McDLT?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you remembered that?
I do. I think it flopped.
Isn't that weird? We just were talking about McDonald's.
And I didn't know where you were going there. That's weird.
Yeah. I know. That is kind of weird. But I honestly had totally forgot about the McDLT.
Yeah, it didn't work. You know, and I also learned from fast food history, they came out, the success of the quarter pounder with cheese, so big, they came out with a third of a pound.
Oh, they did?
Do you know why it flopped?
No.
Because we can't fathom that. Everybody thought that was smaller.
Oh.
A third of a pound is bigger than a quarter of a pound. But they see the three next to the four. They kept going for the quarter pounders. That's how simple we are as a race.
Oh, yeah. Look, I totally fell for that. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I think that's bigger. Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I ever had a McDLT, but
I don't think I ever had one.
Kind of remember the compartments, whatever, but yeah, I thought that was a great question.
That's a good question. That'll be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow. Lori, thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Are we done?
I think so.
Yeah. We had discussed off the air that you have two exclamations, and they're both completely opposite in meaning and in demeanor. And one is,
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other is no.
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 It's weird how you find out what you sound like by listening to yourself on the radio.
It's
like,
mortifying.
Do I really sound like that?
It's mortifying.
It is. Absolutely. I've gotten used to it, but it is funny when I say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I followed it up with a yeah. Yeah. Quit your
jibber jabber. Waking up with Franz Man, One Man Party in the morning on the island.